Okay. Just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now you can just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be more aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds inside the building. Sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help to relax you. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. And as you allow yourself to relax even more now, I wonder if you can perhaps sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing the beat of your own heart and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little. So that you can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier, because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to relax now. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine of some sort or another. Just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more. Yet remaining totally alert now, and noticing how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move one single muscle. Even though you know you easily could, even if you wanted to. I know that you easily could, if you wanted to, but you simply cannot be bothered to even try, allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding the last tiny trace of tension in your body and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. Just continue to relax, remaining still and receptive, hearing all I have to say. Let your mind become calm, clear, open, as you continue relaxing. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play. A play about you and your mind and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel, to see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of, even before they speak. Words of fun, parties, and happiness filling your mind. You could feel a wanting to see smiles, a taste for sweets, and a feeling of silliness. You feel eager to meet new people and want to be their friend. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. Feel as your fingers and your toes slowly start to smooth together, becoming covered in a sturdy yet smooth covering as they become your new hooves, as they merge together, 4, then 3, then 2, until all that remain are your beautiful hooves. As the bones in your legs twist and bend to give you the hind legs of a pony, so hard to stand on 2 legs anymore, so easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms too reshape, remold, so that you can comfortably stand on 4 legs. Joyful, happy, and friendly feelings go through your mind. These are strange sensations, different from what you would normally feel in daily life. But at the same time, you feel a happiness, an understanding that somewhere in your mind, you do indeed enjoy these changes. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Feel as the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind and your body to experience these changes. Different from daily life, but welcome all the same. Another quick twinge goes to the base of your spine as a long, soft, poofy tail sprouts out of it, wiggling back and forth to complement your new pony backside. It is a bright pink color, making you happy. You can't help but enjoy the sensations, can't help but wonder what will come next. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck, as your voice becomes a more excited and bubbly feminine voice. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders, curling tightly as it falls into place. A lovely, springy pink mane for you to wear with pride as your ears stretch upwards, outwards, becoming pointed mare ears. These are your new ears. They are covered in a soft, almost felt fur that warms and comforts you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lay to the side. It feels so amazing, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new pony ears. To accompany this, you feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaws pull outward into your new muzzle. Your face extending out so naturally, forming that lovely head. You can feel your eyes changing with your head, extending out so gently. Your iris changing color to a lovely light blue. Your eyelashes growing out steadily, lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you could bat them ever so gently, feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your skin. A lovely pony head for a lovely pony. And as a tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin, you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entirely equine form. A lovely pink mare. Already, your mind feels such thoughts filling it, relaxing it. You feel happy, admiring your fantastic new body, enjoying all its quirks. Even as you speak, the voice is a feminine one, showing no hints of who you used to be. You can feel your new body, see your new body. Imagine all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves, the four-legged gait and swishing tail and pointed ears, the joyful, happy and outgoing feelings and curved muzzle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm a fun pony. And whenever you say, I'm a fun pony, you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to the fun little pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They're now part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the fun little pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase: revert to normal. And whenever you say revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the fun little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying, I'm a fun pony, it'll feel even more natural for you. Your desire to be the little pony becoming stronger and stronger with every visit. the desire to listen seeming more and more inescapable. More attractive with each trip into the body and mind of this fun pony. And now it is time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five, you'll find that with each number, you'll wake up a little bit more. The sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger. 1. Waking up now. 2. More and more. 3. Consciousness returning. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoy, little pony.